Heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Mansion is a piece of work here. Couple of things. That means you probably won't get the Plan D help for senior citizens and the drugs, which is pretty much turning into a mess. But the other thing is the voting bill. Where does this sit in this whole situation? Because without this federal voting bill, the states are gerrymandering their whole state. I mean, it's going to be like Johnson said yesterday, Republicans counting the votes. Well, I wonder how that's going to turn out. But at any rate, where does the voting bill stand in this mess that Manchin is creating? And if they don't at least get that through, it doesn't look well for the Democrats in the midterms is what I'm trying to say. So with that, let me know where that at least stands. And the Plan B also, there's several other things in there, but... all right. Happy Friday, I guess. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Paul, thanks. Thanks for calling in. You raised some very good points. I'm going to hit them one at a time. Manchin is a piece of work. You know, one of the things that I could never understand, West Virginia is not a rich state. Let's be blunt about it. If I were Manchin, I would meet with the AFL-CIO and say, come into my state and organize everything you can. You look at the data, the unionized states are wealthier than the other states. The average person has more money, has better wages, better savings, because basically when you pay fair wages, you pay union wages, you're putting purchasing power in people's hands and they go out and buy things. And when they buy things, it stimulates the economy and money circulates about three times. For instance, if the federal government, they were going to put $1 billion into Wisconsin for Medicaid and $1 billion for trains, you can multiply that by three or four, because every time somebody gets money, they spend it. Somebody makes it and they pay taxes on it. Then they spend it and so forth and so on. Why is Manchin anti-union? Why is he saying he does not want electric vehicles made by union members to get this extra tax credit? The other thing is Wisco Paul raises the issue of the voting bill. He's talking about SB1 and HR1. That's the one that totally cleans up all this voting business. There'd be no more gerrymandering. There'd be uniform early vote, uniform mail-in vote, uniform counting of votes, not by partisans. It's all good stuff. Manchin says he does not even support it, and neither does Sinema. Much less Moscow Mitch and the entire Republican Party don't support it because they are benefiting from crooked restrictions on voting. So Manchin not only doesn't support it, so he obviously isn't going to support overriding the filibuster for that one bill. But Manchin is quite sly. Manchin goes, well, I won't do that, but I'll do the John Lewis bill. What's the John Lewis bill? Well, first of all, it has a great name, John Lewis. But secondly, it's sort of HR1, SB1 light, basically. It doesn't get rid of gerrymandering, but it does a lot of things. And it's basically a light bird version of the other one. And people go, okay, great, you're for it. Moscow Mitch won't even do that. Will you suspend the filibuster just for that? He goes, no. Why is he doing this? Because he's running ads back in West Virginia. He will run them, saying, I was for voting reform. And everybody go, oh, he was for voting reform. 70% of the voters in his state would like SB1 and HR1. And they'll think that. Then they'll think, oh, he was for John Lewis. Yeah, well, oh, but by the way, he didn't vote to suspend the filibuster for that one vote. Yeah, well, that's all inside baseball. You see what goes on here? He is representing his donors. He's not representing the citizens of West Virginia. Because not only do they like, by a 70% margin, voting, getting rid of voting restrictions, they also loved infrastructure, including soft infrastructure. And he's knifing it a week at a time. So where does it go from here? I think Pelosi and Schumer keep fighting until until Sinema and Manchin vote along with the other 48 Democrats or independents who are Democrats to suspend the filibuster for that one vote. That's one vote. It ain't going to happen. And so what's going to happen is we are likely to go into 2022 with a crooked set of restrictions in states like Texas, in states like Georgia and elsewhere. The ball game on president in 2024, though, are six states: Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia. And we're going to talk about those later, some very disturbing things happening there that I think that we can overcome. Okay, well, one piece of good news today. Today is the day, Friday, that 10 Democratic senators, strike that, members of the House of Representatives, led by Jackie Speier, are introducing a resolution to censure Paul Gosar of Arizona for posting an animated video showing him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and attacking Joe Biden with a sword. This is an animated video by a member of Congress. He shouldn't be in Congress. In the old days, he'd be expelled for doing that. If you commit violence or threaten violence against another member of the House, that's it. Period. That's it. End of story. End of story. In this one, Kevin McCarthy won't even give a comment on it. He won't criticize it. And all the Republicans will vote against this censure. All Democrats will vote for it. So it'll pass like 211 to, you know, two or 212 to 208 or whatever it is to censure him. That will be seen as a badge of honor in his right wing district. That's how polarized we have gotten. That will be seen as a badge of honor. These threats, death threats to Congressman Upton in Michigan, a Republican, a moderate, for voting for roads and bridges, death threats against him and his family, death threats against poll workers. They're not prosecuted. Why aren't they prosecuted? Why are they only given a fine when they are? If you put somebody in the cooler, his attitude gets adjusted real quickly. There's an old saying that there's nothing that concentrates a man's attention quicker than a noose around his neck. Now, I'm not advocating that as punishment for what these guys are doing, but there's nothing that adjusts their attitude more than the clink of the bars and they're in an orange jumpsuit, even for a year. That's got to happen. That's got to happen. Gosar should be expelled from the Congress. Gosar should be, and frankly, for threatening Joe Biden, he should be prosecuted. There's very, very little tolerance for that. But he goes, oh, it's an animated video. Yeah, I superimposed Biden's face and, you know, it's me. But, you know, hey, tell the jury that, Gosar. Tell the jury that when they lead you in an orange jumpsuit, which they don't anymore. They lead you in a suit because it's felt to be a violation of due process if they see you in an orange jumpsuit and they make very proper conclusions that you are a criminal. The other thing that has happened, and this is much sadder, there were three Florida school districts that held out against DeSantis, the governor, when he threatened them because they had mask mandates. And yeah, they were Miami-Dade and Broward County and one other. They just caved in. They just caved in and removed their mask mandates. Why did they do that? Because he stopped paying their school board salaries. He withheld district funding. They had no money. And a judge ruled last week that DeSantis could do that. So he has brought to their knees the last three urban school districts that had mask mandates in Florida, even though they're going through the roof with COVID infections down there. This guy is sick. He is sick. He's sort of a vampire. He's sort of Count Dracula. Count Dracula. Do not want him as president. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.